is a member of the Lansing City Council. Carol, how are you?
I am well, and how are you today?
I'm doing well. How's that garden of yours doing?
I'm telling you, the brown grass out there is something to look at.
Yeah, get out there and water. Is there a watering regulation in these hot times in Lansing?
Not as of yet. I can remember years when people were using a great deal of water to irrigate their lawns and things, and that they did have different bans on when you could water and things, but at this particular time, there hasn't been one.
Carol, we recently had Jody Washington on the program, and she suggested that I talk to you a little bit about the recent laying off of the seasonal workers with the city, except for about eight of them, and the laying off of six UAW employees. Tell us about this.
Well, during the budget process this year, the administration had done a public bid system and had looked at outsourcing our mowing that was done by our seasonals. And during that process, the UAW came up with a bid that was actually less than what it was going to cost to outsource. But they had kept their the money to pay them in a contractual services account. During the budget, we had put it into a control account because we wanted to make sure that the mayor didn't outsource that work. We were told repeatedly that as long as the UAW workers did a good job, that they were going to remain on for this budget cycle. What happened, actually about 2 days ago, the workers were called in. They were told that they had done a good job, but too bad, you're out on July 1st. We're outsourcing this work to an outside firm, and you're no longer going to be able to work for the city. And along with that, there are 4 to 6 permanent UAW workers that are slated to be laid off as well. Again, during the budget process, we asked if there were going to be any layoffs. We were told no, that the 26 furlough days would cover whatever was needed to fill that hole that was in the budget. So where we are now is the fact that the administration lied to council. They lied to the public because both of these were discussed in public meetings.
Well, where's the money gone if it was set aside to pay these people?
Well, money is going to be used for an outside contractor. They're paying an outside firm that is out of near the Detroit area to do the work, and laid off about 90% of the workers that were seasonal were Lansing residents that were doing the job.
Well, that's sad that people who were told they were doing a good job are losing their jobs, especially after they were told they'd keep them.
Well, and that is the sad part. I mean, you have employees back in March that had to go through this up-and-down cycle about whether they were going to have a job for the summer or not. Finally, we're told that they were going to have that job. And now here we are at the end of June, you know, just before July 1st, they're being told that they don't have work anymore. I mean, how do you feed your families? How do you find other work when many of these are work such as doing landscaping and things like that? Many of those companies have already hired their staff for the summer.
So what happens next with this story?
Well, I know that there are going to be workers coming down to council on Monday night. I know this will definitely be a discussion before council to find out, is there anything that we're able to do on our end to reinstate these workers. Again, what we're looking at is the fact that through this whole process, the workers, council, the public were told one thing, and we have the administration that in the mayor's office has decided to do something different. I mean, the mayor signed the contract. He knew what he was doing. And so we have, you know, a situation where we were blatantly lied to.
Carol, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thank you.